Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, the heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descend, from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior.
We live in a world today where the atmosphere can be defined with uncertainty. For the first time in over 100 years, we are dealing with a pandemic that has stricken a note of fear in the minds of many people. We have an economic downturn that has left many unemployed, and now it seems that violence fills our streets. And it seems that no matter where we look, whether to the political realm, the social realm, or even down the hallways of psychology, there's no assurance to be had. But as this great hymn of the church so poetically declares, there is a blessed assurance available for the person who has trusted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. We have an assurance for our soul. The Bible says we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, there's a universal need for a Savior. And so God has sent His own Son as the Savior of the world, and He will die for the sins of all humanity. The Bible said He has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And He came into this world not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. The word assurance literally means a positive declaration intended to provide confidence, freedom from fear and doubt, and produce a state of certainty. And when Jesus died on Calvary's cross, He uttered those words, "It is finished." Everything necessary to bring spiritual peace and assurance was now complete. And that scene provides credence to the words of our Savior, who said, "Come unto me, all you that labor, and you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We have not only assurance for our soul, but assurance for daily living. For this same Savior has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And His presence provides companionship and relationship. Those words of Isaiah in chapter 43 speak to my heart concerning daily security. He said, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, and thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, and thy Savior." We also have an assurance of eternity. It's the words of Jesus that comforts our heart in John 14. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also."
I'll be praising my Savior all the day.